10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one dare disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. Echo the will of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering. Silence.
Simon and Garfunkel's Sounds of Silence from their 1966 release. Paul Simon has received 13 Grammy Awards for his songwriting during his lifetime. In fact, he also received the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2001 for his songwriting. And the Library of Congress created a Gershwin Award for popular song. And the very first award that they ever gave in 2003 was awarded to Paul Simon. So, legendary singer-songwriter, he was born in Newark, New Jersey in the early 40s, and he was in high school out in Forest Hills in Queens, and Art Garfunkel and Paul Simon were best buds in high school. They started singing together there in high school. They started recording a little bit, and they called themselves Tom and Jerry. So they were in high school in the late 50s. They graduated in 1959. They didn't record their first album together until 1964, the first Simon and Garfunkel album, Wednesday morning, 3 a.m., Simon and Garfunkel. But during that time, Paul Simon was recording and writing songs under assumed names. He recorded as a sideman with a lot of other bands. He recorded 30 songs from the late 50s through the early 60s, but none of them under his own name. It's kind of a strange start to a career. So they had an audition with Clive Davis, and Columbia released their first album in 1964, the Wednesday morning 3 a.m., and they decided to change their name from Tom and Jerry to Simon and Garfunkel. And the album basically tanked. It was like a folk music album. It says, "Exciting New Sounds in the Folk Tradition by Simon and Garfunkel." It had 12 songs on the album. Seven of them were traditional folk songs, like Go Tell It on the Mountain. And they also recorded a Bob Dylan song, "The Times They Are A-Changin'." But basically, the 1964 just went nowhere. The album tanked. So Paul Simon says goodbye to the United States, and he moves to London, England. And while he's over in England, something starts to happen. There's a buzz that starts to build up around this particular song that we just heard, "The Sounds of Silence." Radio stations on the East Coast started getting requests for the song. So it's still like this, really just this folk duo. You know, they used to sound like the Everly Brothers, one of their favorite bands when they were growing up. So the man who produced the album is named Tom Wilson. And Tom Wilson decided, you know, maybe they could release The Sounds of Silence as a single. But he goes into the studio without Simon or Garfunkel, and he overdubs electric guitar, bass, and drums, and releases the song as a single. And it goes to the top of the charts in the United States. So Paul Simon comes rushing back from England, and Simon and Garfunkel re-recorded the Sounds of Silence track. That's the one that we just heard with the bass and the drums and everything. And they released the Sounds of Silence album in 1966. And they went on to do a series of recordings, landmark recordings, all through the 60s as Simon and Garfunkel. Paul Simon wrote the songs. He wrote the melodies. He wrote the lyrics. He's a master guitarist. While he was traveling in England, he was exposed to a lot of folk music in England, and he picked up the guitar style from the English guitarists. So when they come back and they record their Sounds of Silence album, he's already got a new sense of folk rock happening. And Tom Wilson, the producer who produced that first album, was also the same man who produced Bob Dylan's first albums. So he was really critical in developing this folk rock sound as a producer. Paul Simon is the songwriter. Paul Simon is the one that receives the Grammy Awards. Paul Simon is the one that received the Lifetime Achievement Award. However, I will always feel that Simon and Garfunkel are wedded. Even though Garfunkel is not ever receiving songwriting credits, his influence on Paul Simon was just remarkable. They have a lifetime friendship, and when they wrote music together, it was way more political than the solo stuff that Paul Simon did. We're going to be listening to some tracks from their Parsley Sage, Rosemary and Thyme album, which was considered the very first major folk rock album. But before we get to that, I would just like to read some liner notes. Art Garfunkel, when they left high school, he goes to Columbia. He goes off to Columbia University. And Paul Simon goes out to Queens College. Garfunkel was really an incredible intellectual, a very well-spoken and brilliant man, in addition to being a wonderful singer. And he wrote some liner notes to The Sounds of Silence. There was a lot of critical reviews about the work, and it was such a protest song, all these interpretations of it. But this is what Art Garfunkel wrote on the liner notes to the album. The Sounds of Silence is a major work. We were looking for a song on a larger scale, but this was more than either of us expected. Paul had the theme and the melody set in November, but 3 months of frustrating attempts were necessary before the song burst forth. On February 19, 1964, the song practically wrote itself. The theme is man's inability to communicate with man. The author sees the extent of communication as it is on its only most superficial and commercial level. Of which the neon sign is representative. There's no serious understanding because there is no serious communication. People talking without speaking, hearing without listening. No one dares take the risk of reaching out. Take my arms that I might reach you. To disturb the sound of silence. The poet's attempts are equally futile. My words, like silent raindrops, fell within the wells of silence. The ending is an enigma. I find my own meaning in it, but like most good works, it's best interpreted by each person individually. The words tell us that when meaningful communication fails, the only sound is silence. So I feel that Simon and Garfunkel really wrote a lot of this. They collaborated extensively together. So let's hear some of the songs from their Parsley Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme album. This was their third album, released in October 1966. We'll be hearing Homeward Bound, followed by The Big Bright Green Pleasure Machine. And then we'll be hearing a very unusual track, 7 O'Clock News, Silent Night. And it's another example of their social commentary. It's a very unusual track for its time. I hope you enjoy the tracks. We'll start with Homeward Bound, Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh. I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was home. Escaping home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Martin Luther King says he does not intend to cancel plans for an open housing march Sunday in the Chicago suburb of Cicero. Cook County Sheriff Richard Ogilvie asked King to call off the march, and the police in Cicero said they would ask the National Guard be called out if it is held. King, now in Atlanta, Georgia, plans to return to Chicago Tuesday. In Chicago, Richard Speck, accused murderer of 9 student nurses, was brought before a grand jury today for indictment. The nurses were found stabbed and strangled in their Chicago apartment. In Washington, the atmosphere was tense today as a special subcommittee of the House Committee on Un-American Activities continued its probe into anti-Vietnam War protests. Demonstrators were forcibly evicted from the hearings where they began chanting anti-war slogans. Former Vice President Richard Nixon says that unless there is a substantial increase in the present war effort in Vietnam, the U.S. should look forward to 5 more years of war. In a speech before the Convention of the Veterans of Foreign Wars in New York, Nixon also said opposition to the war in this country is the greatest single weapon working against the U.S. That's the 7 o'clock edition of the news. Good night.
Simon and Garfunkel from their Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme album. That was 7 o'clock news, Silent Night. This is Now and Then. My name is Kathy Geary, and this is WJFF Hydropowered Radio. It's 1:18 p.m. Today we're exploring the music of Paul Simon, legendary singer-songwriter. I actually had the pleasure of meeting Art Garfunkel very briefly in the mid-90s. In New York City, I had a rehearsal studio, Euphoria Studios. And Art Garfunkel came into our rehearsal studios to work on some of his solo performances that he was doing. And I remember when I was setting up the microphone for him and setting up the sound in the room, and he was doing his sound check. And he starts to sing Homeward Bound. And it just went through me like electricity. I froze in the spot, and I realized I was in the presence of greatness. It was truly astounding to meet this man. When I asked him, what the songs were that he was planning on rehearsing, you know, so that I could get an idea of setting up the sound and making some kind of rehearsal tape, he said, oh, I'll write a list for you. So he pulls out this incredible pen, and he gets this beautiful piece of manila envelope, this manila paper out of his briefcase, and he spent about 10 minutes writing out the song list in the most beautiful calligraphy, like slowly and carefully writing out this list of songs for me. And I thought that just revealed so much about his personality. And basically, he was still singing all of the Simon and Garfunkel material, but just his part. Nobody came in to sing Paul's harmony part. So that was really an amazing personal experience for me. After their Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme album, which was released in October of 1966, they followed that album up with an album called Bookends. The Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme album was incredibly popular, and there was a filmmaker, Mike Nichols, who was just obsessed with that album, and he decided that he wanted Paul Simon to write the music for a movie he was making at the time called The Graduate, starring Dustin Hoffman. So he had asked Simon to write 3 songs. Well, Paul was only able to get 1 song together because they were very busy. They were incredibly popular, and they were on tour. So he composed the song Mrs. Robinson for The Graduate movie, and they included that on their Bookends album. So let's listen to that track from their Bookends album. We'll also hear another Paul Simon composition, Hazy Shade of Winter. Paul Simon, Art Garfunkel, Bookends, Mrs. Robinson.
Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson.
heaven, son. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. To help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey.
And remember me at any point. look around, trees are brown now, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Look around, leaves are brown, there's a patch of snow on the ground. Look around, leaves are brown, there's a patch of snow on the ground. Look around, leaves are brown, there's a patch of snow.
I love those words you say to me. When we meet new people, it's nice to know where they came from. What influences have changed them over the years? Words are like that. They all came from some region of the world, and they've changed down through the years. If such things interest you, or if you just enjoy puns or the wacky malaprops of your political leaders, join me Thursday mornings at 10. The show is Take My Word for It. I'm Carol Pazewski.
Old friends, old friends, sat on their park bench like bookends. Newspaper blown through the grass falls on the round toes of the high shoes of the old friends. Old friends, winter companions, the old men lost in their overcoats waiting for the sunset. The sounds of the city sifting through trees settle like dust on the shoulders of the old friends. Can you imagine us years from today sharing a park bench quietly? How terribly strange to be 17. Old friends, memory brushes the same years, silently sharing the same was. And what a time it was, it was a time of innocence, a time of confidences. Long ago it must be, I have a photograph. Preserve your memories, they're all that's left you.
Simon and Garfunkel from their 1968 album Bookends. We just heard Mrs. Robinson, Hazy Shade of Winter, and we just heard Old Friends. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, listener-supported radio. After they recorded their Bookends album in 68, they did a lot of extensive touring in 1969, and then in January 1970, they released Bridge Over Troubled Water. This was the pinnacle of their work together, and after this recording, they pretty much officially broke up. Although in recent years, I'm so happy to say that they have really strongly reunited. In fact, they're on tour right now. They just began a tour in March. That's this month, and a 13-date tour in Canada, and their first date was at the New Orleans Jazz Festival. Simon and Garfunkel, lifelong friends. Bridge Over Troubled Water is one of their most beautiful, Paul Simon's one of his most gorgeous compositions, and Art Garfunkel is a superlative singer. So let's listen to the title track from their 1970 release, Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your
Paul Simon's Bridge Over Troubled Water, the title track from the album of the same name by Simon and Garfunkel. That was their last studio recording together, released in 1970. So at this point, Paul Simon begins a very prolific and successful recording, solo recording career. In 1972, he releases his first solo album entitled Paul Simon. Let's hear a track from that album. We'll listen to Peace Like a River, Paul Simon's 1972 solo release.
The midnight curfew, we sat starry-eyed. Oh, oh, we were satisfied. Oh, and I remember misinformation followed us like a plague. Nobody knew time to time if the plans were changed. Oh, 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 if the plans were changed. You can beat us with wires, you can beat us with chains, you can run out your rules, but you know you can't outrun a history train. I seen a glorious day.
Paul Simon, from his solo album in 1972, Peace Like a River. Paul Simon released an album in 1973, There Goes Ryman Simon. And then in 1975, he releases his third solo album, Still Crazy After All These Years. That same year, Art Garfunkel also released a solo album called Breakaway. Now, Simon and Garfunkel got together in the studio and recorded a track in 1975 called My Little Town, written by Paul Simon. And they each released it on each of their solo albums. So let's listen to My Little Town from Paul Simon's Still Crazy After All These Years. Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel.
Thank you. little town. I grew up believing God keeps his eye on us all. And he used to lean upon me as I pledged allegiance to the wall. Flying my bike past the gates of the factories. My mom doing the laundry, hanging out shirts in the dirty breeze. And after it rains, there's a rainbow, and all of the colors are black. Not that the colors aren't there, it's just imagination they lack. Everything's the same back in my little town.
Simon's My Little Town. That song was written in 1975, and actually Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel appeared on the very second show of Saturday Night Live. The very second show they came on live, and they performed that song along with a couple of their earlier classic hits, The Boxer, Scarborough Fair, and that was Saturday Night Live. So 1975, okay. Paul Simon, they reunited a little bit in 75, and so they started working on another studio album together, but something happened in the early 80s, and the whole project fell apart. And they had done a lot of recording on the album, and what happened is they erased all of Art Garfunkel's vocals from the album. And Paul Simon released it as a solo album in 1983 called Hearts and Bones. But he wasn't really very happy with the album. And he kind of entered a soul-searching phase in his life. Who am I? What am I doing? And he got inspired by the music of Africa. And he releases a Graceland album in 1986. This is his most commercially successful album. And we are going to listen to a track from that album, Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes. Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes was recorded in May of 86 in New York. A week after an appearance with the Zulu choir, Ladysmith Black Mambazo in the Soweto Rhythm Section. They appeared with Paul Simon on Saturday Night Live, and it was the beginning of a collaboration between Ladysmith and Simon. And as he says in the liner notes, the body of the song has a township jive beat, similar to another track, Gumboots. And Youssou N'Dour appears on the recording. He's a popular singer from Senegal. He and two percussionists from his band were overdubbed into the rhythm section. So let's listen to Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes from Paul Simon's 1986 release, Graceland.
Awa awa awu try elegile kanja
awa awa
kodwa sinsukwini zanamhla
awa awa
sibona kwenzeka kanja
awa awa
amantombazane ayazo.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 Say she's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, ooh, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Sign of a wave. The poor boy changes clothes and he puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh. And everybody here would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about
I got diamonds on the soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes.
Paul Simon from his 1986 Graceland album, Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes. My name is Kathy Gary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. We've been exploring the music of Paul Simon. Paul Simon received a Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award in 2003. And at the ceremony, it was presented to him by Dustin Hoffman, who had starred in The Graduate. You know, we heard the song earlier, Mrs. Robinson. And Paul sang with Art Garfunkel at that presentation, and something must have really happened very positively between them, because in October of 2003, Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel did their first tour together in 20 years. They toured through the U.S. and Canada, and on that tour, they featured as their opening act the Everly Brothers, who had inspired them so much when they were just high school students together. And they called that tour Old Friends. We heard that track, Old Friends, from their Bookends album. Their tour was so successful in 2003 in the U.S. and Canada that they went on tour again in 2004. This time they went to Europe, and they did a concert in Rome in the Colosseum with 600,000 people in attendance. That kind of echoes back to the concert they did in Central Park in 1981, where there was like 700,000 people in attendance. So the energy when Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel play together is undeniable. In fact, they're on tour together right now. They're in the process of a tour in Canada and in the Midwest, a 13-date tour. They opened up in New Orleans at the Jazz Festival actually this month. I have a new song that I'd like to play from you. From their 2004 tour, they released a DVD and a live CD of the Old Friends tour. And there's a new song that Paul wrote on the tour. It's called Citizen of the Planet. Paul Simon's Citizen of the Planet from his 2004 live recording with Art Garfunkel.
I am a citizen of the planet. I was born here. I'm going to die here. Come what may. I am entitled by my birth to the treasures of the earth. No one must be denied these. No one must be denied easy dreams at the end of a chain. We perceive lies in danger and the dangers increase. Who are we to demand that the leaders of the land hear the voices of reason and peace? We are the citizens of the planet. We were born here. We're going to die here. Come what may. We are entitled by our birth to the treasures of the earth. No one must be denied these. No one must be denied easy dreams at the end of a chain smoking day. Easy dreams at the end of the day.
Who am I to deny what my eyes can clearly see? Raise a child with a flame's heart. Who are we to believe that these dreams are just naive when we've all disagreed from the start? We are the citizens of the planet. We were born here. We're born to die here. Come what may, we are entitled by our birth to the treasures of the earth. No one must be denied these. No one must be denied these.
I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. I hope you've enjoyed today's show with the music of Paul Simon. This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH, Monticello, New York, and streaming online at wjffradio.org. It's 2 p.m. It's time for Alternative Radio.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Frost Valley YMCA in Claryville, New York. Family weekends, conferences, sleepaway camp, environmental education, and more. Frostvalley.org.
This is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Beyond Vietnam. Every year, almost like clockwork around his birthday, Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream gets airplay. The charismatic orator is frozen on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in August 1963. No doubt it was a great and historic presentation, profoundly moving and full of dazzling poetry and inspiring images. But he was to give another very significant speech that is often obscured. That was to come on April 4, 1967, in Riverside Church in New York. There, King demonstrated his deep understanding of how the system works. He moved beyond a simple race analysis to include class and foreign policy issues. He forcefully denounced the war in Vietnam. He called the United States the greatest purveyor of violence in the world, and he deplored the giant triplets of racism, extreme materialism, and militarism. Exactly 1 year later,